Leviticus 17, verse 11, Vayikra Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, beginning in the middle of the verse. Ki hadam hu benefesh yechaper,
for the blood, in exchange for the life, makes atonement.
And now for the Hebrew walkthrough.
Ki,
for or because,
hadam, the blood,
hu,
it is or that is, benefesh, in the soul, or in exchange for the life, yechaper, makes atonement.
Ki hadam hu benefesh yechaper, for the blood, in exchange for the life, makes atonement.
This interpretation, I believe, is justified because it said just before this passage that the blood was given by God to be placed upon the altar to make atonement for the soul. It is the blood of the approved sacrifice of God that gives atonement.
And it's faith in the efficacy of that blood, what I call the Korban principle, the life-for-life principle that is the basis of the entire sacrificial system given in the Torah. And of course, that's the message of the cross as well.
We are redeemed and have an everlasting atonement because of what he did, his sacrificial death upon the cross in our place and for our stead. Yeshua didn't die to put away the law of God, but rather to end the verdict of the law's judgment against us. Our response is one of faith, wherein we lean into the sacrifice of Messiah given on our behalf. This is called Semicha. We metaphorically extend our hands and lay hold of him as our atoning sacrifice before the Father, confessing our need for forgiveness and healing and life and reconciliation with God. And he, on the other hand, bears our sin for us, making intercession for us as our exchange before the Father. And we receive the righteousness of God through him, whereas he bears our punishment for being transgressors upon his own body. The miracle of the cross is that Yeshua gives up his life on our behalf and becomes our exchange. And his life is imputed unto us by faith, and we receive justification because we trust and believe that God justifies the ungodly who believes in the righteousness of God given on our behalf in the person of Yeshua, our Lord, our Savior, our Intercessor, the great Lamb of God, and also the great Goat of God, La Adonai. Yeshua is our great high priest after the order of Melchizedek. We have an altar wherein those that sacrifice at the temple cannot eat. It is the sacrifice at the cross, the altar of the cross, where our everlasting atonement has been secured. So bless the name of the Lord. In short, just as we're justified by faith, so we receive our atonement by faith. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and let me make an appeal to your heart to turn to the Lord and ask him for atonement, for forgiveness, and for life. The Lord is faithful and true. He gives himself for you, and you need to taste and see that the Lord is good. You need to have faith, reach out, and accept what he has done. Ask him into your heart today. It sounds like a cliche, but it's not. It's ultimate reality, and it will transform everything about who you are. Only God can do the miracle. May you trust in him now. Shalom, shalom.